What I've in fact decided today, Mr. Henson had a message for the sermonette originally, which I think thought was going to be really too much information for a sermonette, to put it mildly, as you'll find out. So he's going to take the sermon slot today. But in actually looking at the sermonette, as far as actually being able to give a sermonette, I always find them a little bit more difficult than the sermons, because you don't actually have as much time to digress. But when I was away, a question came up. It was something I dealt with in passing. It was with somebody who really had heard most of my messages through the various years. And this particular question that came up, something I have dealt with, as I said, in passing, but probably not in detail. And the question that really came up concerned the days of Daniel. The days of Daniel. Now, what I want to do today in the sermonette time is to really just briefly show why they are important, first of all, because they are an important area that we do need to be able to get our minds around. And secondly, just show you how these three sets of days fit together. I'm not going to go into a great deal of prophecy in that regard, but just show you how they fit together. Now, to see why they're important, if you turn over to Matthew 24, rather than going to Daniel straight away, in Matthew 24, a reference is made back into Daniel. And as we'll go back and we'll look in Daniel, we'll then, from Matthew 24, we'll go back to Daniel 12, and we'll stay within Daniel 12 right throughout the sermonette. But here in Matthew 24, notice, after it talks about the gospel being preached in all the world as a witness in verse 14, and then the end shall come, it says, "When you therefore see the abomination of desolation," verse 15 now, Matthew 24, "spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place, whoever reads," that means reads Daniel, "let him understand. Then," it says, "let him that is in Judea flee to the mountains, let him that's on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house," and it then gives the instructions for actually fleeing. Now, we know that the abomination of desolation being talked of here, if you were to put in your notes Luke 21:20, it's actually Jerusalem encompassed with armies. That is the abomination that eventually will make Jerusalem desolate. And so when that event is witnessed, then it talks about the actual fleeing. But it talks here, it says, "whoever reads," that is reading Daniel, "let him understand." Now, if we go back into Daniel and have a look in Daniel, there is a passage that ties in Daniel 12, both the understanding that's necessary and also the abomination that makes desolate. And that is towards the end of Daniel 12. In verse 10, it talks about how none of the wicked will understand, notice, but the wise shall understand. So in the context of understanding, it then goes on and says, "from the time that the daily sacrifice should be taken away and the abomination that makes desolate set up, there'll be 1,290 days." So, as I said, the abomination, as we look at Luke 21, it's talking about Jerusalem surrounding with armies, and these armies are going to take away the daily sacrifice. That's the indication from this verse in verse 11. So, as to why it's important, this is a key point at which it says you flee, you get out of the country. If you happen to be in Jerusalem, and you flee to the mountains, wherever the mountains may be. Now, it's not definite. The mountains, as far as Judea are concerned, you're looking across the Jordan Valley, across over into the area where Petra is today. But it doesn't have to be Petra. There may be mountains elsewhere in the world. We'll come on to that a little bit later. But as far as these days are concerned, it goes in here in verse 11, and it talks about how many, there'll be 1,290 days. So here are certain days being mentioned within this chapter of Daniel. And it's these days of Daniel that I want to deal with here within the sermonette. Now, if you want to go ahead and draw a little diagram in your notes somewhere, and all you on the internet, if you'd just like to have a look at this, please. Actually, what you can do, those of you that are on the internet, I've put up a file under cogiw.org/, and then you put a forward slash and you put days.htm, and you'll have a file with what I'll be showing here. But in your notes, if you draw a line across the page, not necessarily this way around, but you know, just a line across the page, and you look at the very end point of that line, and you put a line, that's the return of Christ. So it's starting from this point and going down to the return of Christ. Now this is important, because when we're looking at the days of Daniel, verse 13 of Daniel 12 is the verse that unlocks the days of Daniel for us. This verse, that's verse 13 of Daniel 12, unlocks the days of Daniel, because it says, "But you go your way," talking to Daniel, "till the end be, for you," that's Daniel, "shall rest," that is die, and rest in sleep, "and stand in your lot," now he's going to be resurrected and stand in his lot, "at the end of the days," plural. Now remember, we're looking at several days that are mentioned here in Daniel 12, but it says that Daniel will stand in his lot at the end of the days. So this timeline here, and you come to the end of the days, you come to the return of Christ, you come to the resurrection, the first resurrection, and you come to the time that Daniel will actually stand in his lot. So that is a crucial point that that's the first point that we really need to bear in mind. Now, there's another aspect as well. In Daniel 12, verse 1, notice, "And it says, at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince that stands for the children of your people." So he's the one who will be standing up for the children of your people. "And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time, and at that time your people shall be delivered." Now, this particular time of trouble, the Great Tribulation, a tribulation that's never been before and never will be again, and that particular time is obviously the Great Tribulation. This then is tied in. If you go down a few verses and you come to verse 6, it says, "And one said to the man clothed in linen, who was upon the waters of the river, how long shall it be to the end of these wonders?" So it's referring back to this verse 1. How long to the end of these wonders, the end of this particular time? "And I heard the man clothed in linen that was upon the waters of the river, when he held his right hand and his left to heaven, and swore by him that lives forever, that it will be for a time, times, and a half." Now, times, or time, in Scripture, you're looking at a Hebrew year. Now, the Hebrew year, the standard Hebrew year, is 360 days, not 365 that we have today. So time, times, and a half, if you add all those together, so 360 times 2, plus a half of 360, which is 180, you add it up together, you get 1,260. So if you've got your little diagram, you've got the return of Christ at the end of the days, you go back 1,260 days, and you come to this point here. This is therefore the start of the tribulation. So working back from the return of Christ, 1,260 days, you come to the start of the tribulation. It says, what to the end of these wonders? These wonders, this verse 1, will actually finish at the return of Christ. So there's your 1,260. So there's the first bunch of days, if you like, that you can put onto that particular chart. Now, it also goes on here, the second group of days that we've just been reading about in verse 11. It says, "And from the time that the daily sacrifice will be taken away," okay, so here we now come into the second group of days, "the time for the daily sacrifice will be taken away, and the abomination that makes desolate set up, there will be 1,290 days." Now we've just looked at 1,260 days before, being the length of the tribulation. So if we again go to that return of Christ and we draw a line back from the return of Christ, 1,290 days, you come to a point, and at that point is the abomination that makes desolate. Now that's 30 days before the tribulation starts. So you now have this second group of days that's placed onto this chart, and it starts 30 days before the tribulation starts. It's 1,290 days before the return of Christ. And this key event is the event that's mentioned over in Matthew 24, which is where the daily sacrifice is going to be taken away by the armies that surround Jerusalem. This key event. and that is 1,290 days before the return of Christ, because it says they'll stand in your lot at the end of the days. There's the, that's what's unlocking each of these days. We then come to the next group of days. So we've got the 1,260 being the days of the tribulation. We've got 1,290, which is from the time that the sacrifice is taken away until the return of Christ, with 30 days, therefore, between the sacrifice being taken away and the start of the tribulation. But we then come over in Daniel chapter 12, and in the next verse, in verse 12, it says, "Blessed," here's a blessing then, "is he that waits and comes to the 1,335 days." So that says, blessed is he that waits and comes to 1,335 days. So on your chart, drawing a line from the return of Christ backwards in time, by 1,335 days, you come to a point at the start of that timeline, which is 45 days before the abomination that makes desolate. So you've got 45, you've got 30, and then you've got the tribulation. But you've got 1,335 altogether, where this blessing takes place right at the very beginning of all of these days of Daniel. Now it does say, remember, we just read it over in Matthew 24, is that, you know, let him who understands read Daniel. So, you know, you've got to understand Daniel. You've got to go back to understand Daniel. And it says in Daniel here, it says, the wicked will do wickedly. Not only the wicked will understand, but the wise shall understand. And the wise, the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. And it's interesting that another article that I'll put into the, as far as the website is concerned, I'll put it in connection with this sermonette. And that is a Pastor General's report back in 1979. Mr. Armstrong specifically goes into these days of Daniel. And he lays it out. It's 15th of November in 1979. If you want, those of you who are listening to me live, if you want to actually download it, it's in on the cogiw.org website. So if you put a / after that, you can then go to pgr79.htm. And that will actually be able to download that particular article. But what Mr. Armstrong said in looking at these days of Daniel and looking at this blessing, as it says here, blessed is he that waits and comes to the 1,335 days, that's what we're doing now. We're waiting. We're waiting for this particular crucial point. We're waiting until the 1,335. What Mr. Armstrong says we're waiting for is that there is going to be some kind of warning given. Now, where the warning will come from, I do not know. Neither do you, neither does anybody. But we will be warned to be ready. We'll be warned at that particular time. That's the indication that we were, that is how we understood it in the past. We also know that, at least what Mr. Armstrong surmised at that particular time, was that the work would end. Whatever work we are doing at that time will end. Because he that waits and comes to this crucial time, 1,335 days. Now, we don't have a work specifically being done at the moment. But whatever work will be done by the church will end at that time. And he also felt that when he looked at this particular verse, that Europe would suddenly be able to be viewed as what it really is. That was the crucial thing. We suddenly will see Europe for what it really is. Now, we can see things being laid down in Europe right now, but the final form hasn't come. Now, exactly what that trigger is, whatever this blessing, you know, it's talking about the church. It's talking to the church, verse 12. But this 1,335 days is a crucial time to us. This is why the days of Daniel are so vitally important. Now, when in fact these 1,335 days start, we don't really know. We can't really see, we can't foresee it for sure. But from what we've been told from Mr. Armstrong, it is a case of those three things that are happening. We will have some kind of a warning that, you know, it'll be a red time to flee. Some kind of a warning that Europe will be able to be viewed as its final form, or something near to its final form. And whatever work is being done will come to an end in some way. So those are the three things that we are looking. That is how we're going to recognize this particular time. Now, obviously, some kind of a work will need to be started. We're looking for that to start. We also are looking for the daily sacrifice in verse 11 to start as well. So when we see something that God is doing in the way of, by way of work, and we see the daily sacrifice started, then we should be exceedingly alert for the other events that would actually take place when that 1,335 days begins. From that 1,335 days, you then go 45 days, you come to the abomination that makes desolate. From the abomination that makes desolate, you wait 30 days, then the tribulation starts. And that's the time of Jacob's trouble and so on. And I just thought it would be worthwhile going through the days of Daniel again in the sermonette. Because, as I said, a question did come up. It came up. I obviously haven't been explained it very well in the past. It needed to be explained a little bit more. You can go onto the website and download PGR 79 HTM, where Mr. Armstrong deals with this specifically. He goes into it in even greater detail. And also the days.htm as well, which will give this chart that I mentioned. What I'll probably do is, when posting this onto the website, I'll put two links to those two pages also, so that people can go ahead and look at them.